As we are this morning, joined in studio by our sports correspondent extraordinaire, T. Good morning.
Wait, I thought I was wonderful.
What adjectives would you like, my dear? You
Jews are wonderful, always say wonderful
and
so
beautiful.
I needed that today.
You're
Thank
magical.
You. Oh, I like
we
that.
We have the unicorn of the sports world sitting across the desk from me this morning.
Why am I unicorn?
Because you're glittery and rare and wonderful and everyone loves you.
Oh, right.
Don't get me started, kiddo. I could go for days.
Okay, now, well, that's fine because we're early. We've got a 2 extra minutes today.
We've got an extra minute today. Oh. So I thought we needed it.
I know. I feel like I haven't seen you in ages, but it's only been a week, hasn't it?
I know, right? I know.
It feels so long.
So this week it's pretty much all about the World Cup.
Oh, just a little thing going on called the FIFA World Cup.
Yeah. Controversy has paved the road for this one.
Oh, really? Okay. Oh, I didn't have... okay. What controversy are you referring to?
Just the... What was it? The bribery to get it to Russia.
Oh, well, there's that. But that's on the past. We're there now. We have to accept it.
We're there. We're doing it.
Well, I thought you might talk about the opening ceremony with old, I'm not even sure what he
Robbie
was doing
Williams?
There, Robbie Williams.
Yeah.
Considering he has a song, Let's Party Like We're Russians, which is all against the Russian oligarchy and all that. I can't imagine how much he got paid. And then, of course, he does a flips the bird to camera towards the end of his skate. Audio was playing in and out as well, so that was a bit of an issue. I just don't get it. And then it was followed up by a Russian opera singer, I don't have a name at the moment, but bizarre. And then to top it all off, Fox apologised for it.
Oh, really?
Like yesterday, they came out and apologised. Like, it's live. We didn't know he was going to do that. Robbie Williams, what? I feel like saying sellout. And then I'm like, well,
I would have done it too for probably the amount of money he was paid.
I can't even imagine how much money
it would have been. So many monies.
So
and he's got like kids now. You got to put food on the table.
Well, yeah, and he's not really producing number one hits anymore, so.
Good on him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go for it. Take.
You've got a lot of money though, let's be honest. Australia plays tonight.
Yes, Japan.
8 p.m. Great time. No, they're playing France, darling.
France.
France, one of the teams to beat.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
So, I mean, you probably can say that France should be the pool winner and Australia is vying against Peru and Denmark to advance past the group. Mm-hmm. It is incredibly tough and there's been quite a bit of lack of support for the old Socceroos as well. So
even the coach came out and said that he doesn't think they'll win against France.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's fine. That's probably, I mean, that's a bit unfortunate to think that, but that's probably not a ridiculous thing to say, to be honest.
There's very little this coach can do right now that would make him not a great guy because he's really come in last minute, saved the team, paid for his people to go over there.
Yeah.
You love him.
I do. He has done something interesting. He's potentially benching Mille Jedinak, who's the captain. He hasn't. So the tradition is that the pre-conference you need to send someone from the starting 11, 15, starting 15.
Sure,
sorry, my Roman numerals are terrible. Starting 15, and he didn't use the captain. So they think he might be benched. There were calls from some experts to kind of bench the captain as well. So we'll see if he actually starts tonight. Yeah. It'll be interesting.
The big news that I've heard coming out of the World Cup is that Cristiano Ronaldo has been fined a lot of money by Spain. Just as Spain, because he's from Portugal,
Yeah, he is.
So Spain have fined him a lot of money for tax evasion, like hours before they walked out on a game.
Oh, that's ruthless. I tell you what, well, actually Spain, I wasn't going to talk about it because there was so much other stuff, but Spain's been, they had to dump their coach.
Oh, really?
So the coach, whose name I'm not going to try and pronounce, he had some kind of agreement to go to Roja, I think it's Roja, and then a few hours before going out to the World Cup, he said, actually, no, I'm heading off to Real Madrid. Is it Real Madrid? Anyway, heading off to another club, basically breaking his contract rules. And so
he's like, no,
they had to dump, because of all that, it's been 3 days of, they decided to dump him as coach.
Oh my God.
And ultimately, don't have any play to do it. So they played dirty both ways.
Goodness gracious.
So it ended up being a 3-3 tie, Spain and Portugal this morning.
Oh my Lord.
So no, 8 o'clock's a great time.
I
cannot believe
good,
that we got
time.
8 o'clock to watch.
Yeah.
And then it's followed by Iceland versus Argentina. And I have got a little soft spot for Iceland.
You do, don't you?
So I'm keeping an eye on them. And I mean, that's a tough game. So Look, well, another thing about Australia not being supportive, I don't know if you heard about Pat Cash and his wee little tweet he put out.
So
Pat Cash tweeted...
He's a tennis player, isn't he?
Exactly, okay. And he's copped it back. His tweet was along the lines of... who's calling AFL a real man sport, where and making reference to getting free kicks by doing a Hollywood, which, you know, is like overplaying a tap or whatever.
Injury.
So people came back in full force at that wee tweet. He hasn't, I don't think he's retracted it. So,
Pat.
And then people were like, well, tennis is a sport that kids play when they can't do contact sport. That was someone's response that was pretty good. It's pretty good. And then mostly like, yeah, you're Australian, like, come in, Australian hero.
Yeah, let's just like get behind the Aussies, no matter what the sport.
Yeah, look, I tell you what, it's not as bad as how the English, there's heaps of memes popping around about how badly the English team are going to do.
Oh.
One was the English team visited a Russian orphanage. The children felt so sad to see a team with no hope or future. Sad but funny. Mm. That's
the World Cup.
Oh, well, I actually have a really good story for you though before we go.
Okay.
I will admit this has come from the BBC. Now, bear with me. And I've got a judo story for you too.
A judo story? Yeah, I love a judo story.
So Paulo Guerrero, he plays
beautifully
for,
said.
Thank you. He plays for Peru and he was originally banned for coke substances in his system. He came back and he said, no, I had cocoa leaves, which is something that up in the mountains in Peru, that's quite common there as well. It was not cocaine, it was coca leaves. And so what happened is they found three frozen Inca children up in the mountains and have used them and their makeup genetics to prove that that's actually what was in his system.
Oh, wow.
And he even brought along like an archaeologist along. It was to his trial.
To
his trial. And he's one of their best strikers, so goal scorers.
Oh, my God. It's a crossover between like CSI ancient times.
CSI Peru.
Yeah, and like, and FIFA.
It's amazing. So
that's
actually,
insane.
They have suspended his ban.
Wow.
So he will be playing.
That's insane.
Tonight, but that's also not good for Australia.
I'm so curious. It's the judo story.
Oh, and also he was the part of the team that beat New Zealand, that kicked New Zealand out of the World Cup. But anyway.
Oh, so there's hard feelings there.
There's hard feelings there. Well, okay. So this is an interesting story. A young judoka. Did you know you were called judokas?
I do.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So cute. Romaine Dicko?
Okay.
Romaine, it might be Romaine. She's been called the female Teddy Riner. Now, Teddy Riner is one of the best judokas ever. 10 gold world championship medals, 2 Olympic gold medals. And she is only 16. She's been one of the youngest people to win the Grand Prix.
That's amazing.
But she's kind of just, she was a swimmer. She quit swimmer. Her father was a judoka as well.
Yeah.
So she's just someone to watch.
That's
someone to
cool.
absolutely watch. Yeah.
That's
so
cool. Ladies
saw
kicking
her dad.
Butt.
Yeah. She saw her dad competing and he went, why aren't you doing it? And so she's taken it up and relatively quickly has reached kind of the pinnacle.
Do you know do you want to know a fun story really quickly how I got into judo?
It's a really
weird story. The club that I used to compete with and train with were based at like Castle Hill Showground, kind of near my local area, like a showground. And my dad and I used to go to the showground and walk around with dogs and we had dogs and ride bikes and stuff like that. And he taught me how to drive a car at a really illegally young age in the showground.
Thanks, Dad.
It was cool. So we were like hanging out in the showground, you know, doing bike riding, I think, or something. We went past a Saturday training session of theirs and I peeked my head in the door and my dad was into like Krav Maga, so he liked martial arts.
Yeah, cool.
And he was like, oh, Jess, look at this. And I saw this young girl about my age who was, I didn't know at the time, but like a national champion.
Mm.
Just absolutely annihilate like 10 people in a row. And I was like, that's so cool.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's how I got into judo.
Because
I was like, I want to kick butts.
Yeah.
It turns out it's not quite in my nature to kick butts. And I am the most like...
I find that hard to believe, Jess.
...passive person ever to have tried judo. But yeah, good fun. All right, cool times. Well, let's see if we win against not Japan, but France.
I put a risky bet on, mate. The odds is going to be... just one more winners and losers. Let's get excited. 2026, USA, Mexico, and Canada have the right to jointly host the next FIFA World Cup.
Oh, Mexico and Canada. So they're just going to cut.
And America.
Oh, and America.
All together. Yeah.
All three of them.
Yeah.
Lordy Lord. That's don't build that wall. It's too much at stake.
That's actually a good point.
You can't build the wall, guys.
Oh, what's Trump going to do about that?
Yeah. Oh, fun times.
See, sport can over-trump politics any day.
Yeah, sport will prevail.
Sport will prevail. T. Sport will bring the world together.
Oh, it'll try. T, thanks for joining us this morning. Our wonderful sports correspondent, T, there. Oh, my goodness gracious me. I still think Brazil's going to win the World Cup. I don't know why it's feeling in my bones. T thinks Belgium?
Well, there's a really good article. I think it's BBC again, and they talk about the history of it. It's fantastic. Have a read of it. And they've gone, this means Belgium's going to win.
This was my psychic octopus intuition.
No.
Brazil.
Belgium. I'll come back to you next week. I'm not sure yet.
We will see.
Iceland.
Australia. not Australia.